Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 104, and it's a Monday, August 13th, 2018. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
Welcome everyone to Gay Geek Bizarre, where we talk about gay news, geek topics, and bizarre topics.
Crap.
Bizarre crap. I think I said topics already. Anyway, so how are you, Ray?
I'm doing okay. How are you, Maynard?
Yeah, pretty good. I heard you had a late dinner, I guess.
Yeah, Marvin had me out running some errands with him, so I had to go help him. So.
Ah, okay.
When Massa speaks, boy gotta run.
Yep, definitely. So before we go on with the more updates, I would like to acknowledge my friend John Davis. I'm just remembering my dear friend John Davis. It's his birthday today. He died last year. He's a good friend of ours, Mike and I. And you know him too, Ray. And we've known him for many, many years. We've been to lots of parties, concerts, and we've known him very much instrumental for me meeting my my husband. And it's today's his birthday. It's just something very memorable. And whenever I remember August 13th, and I see the Facebook page, somebody who passed, and you know, people still post on his wall. So yeah, so rest in peace, John Davis. So I miss you a lot, John. Okay, so let's do some weekend updates. So yesterday, the weekend, Mike came over. I was surprised after a couple of weeks that I was in New Orleans, he came over last weekend. So have you heard of the truck yard, Ray?
Well, I've worked in a couple.
Well, it's a restaurant called Truck Yard. Not a restaurant. But it's by the Warehouse Live. It's near the George R. Brown. But anyway, you go in there. It's an outside thing. It's got chairs and tables outside, and they have fans and everything because it's really warm. And there are food trucks inside, and they serve really good food. Well, Ray, one of these days we're gonna go there. Okay. One of these Friday nights or Saturday nights, we could go there and check it out.
When you have time for me.
Yes, I always have time for you, Ray.
Oh, whatever. You left me here the last 2 weeks all by myself.
Oh, that's right, poor Ray. Also, last Friday, I got to watch Jeff Lynne's ELO. Everybody knows it, ELO, Electric Light Orchestra. And we watched it last Friday. It's a surprise from Mike. I didn't know that we're going to watch a concert last Friday when they came over. So, okay, well, we went to the concert, and I was surrounded by old men and women, Ray. Really old men, you know, because I guess that's the audience, people who grew up with the ELO.
Yeah, when you said that the other night in dinner, I think you hurt Jim's feelings,
because oh, really?
He's in that age group.
Yeah, he is, but I didn't say anything bad about it. I just said it's old. There, people are old there. Yeah,
because that's what old people like being done. It's called old.
ELO. They like ELO. Yeah, so Mike was saying he can die now because it's the last band he's always wanted to watch.
Well, he almost did, so you better watch what he wishes for.
Yeah, I know. No, it's more like he watched so many concerts already, so many people playing live, and he watched. This is the only one that hasn't played for maybe, I don't know, 37 years, something like that. And they got to play at last and live, and they still sound the same. Well, it's only one person now, Jeff Lynne, but it sounded really good. Yeah. And then over the weekend, Ray, we got busy. What did you do?
Let's see. I went and had lunch with Patrick and Jerry.
Did you get eggs?
Yeah, I got eggs. Mm-hmm. So we took some of those to Abuela's house on Sunday, mm-hmm. and hung out with her. And then Sunday night, met up with Julio, and we watched The Black Klansman.
How was that? I just saw the
preview.
That
is an awesome movie. I highly recommend everybody go see it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is it based on a true story or something?
Yes, it's based on a true story about a black guy that infiltrates the KKK back in the 70s.
Wow. Interesting. I'm interested to watch it, sure, one of these days.
So it's a Spike Lee movie, so it's very good. So
yeah, I heard awesome. He was in Chris Cuomo, I think. Or no, I forgot what CNN host. They had Spike Lee on their show, on the news on CNN, and they were interviewing him about Black Klansman, I guess. Anyway, Ray, so what got into you that you wanted to look at houses near where you're staying right now?
Well, I mean, we had nothing else better to do, did we?
No, we didn't, though. But it was interesting to look at houses. Guys, if you're going to go in Houston, inside, you know, Houston proper, they're beautiful, they're nice, and pretty spacious. It's a good party house. But, oh, my God, $775,000. $875,000 houses. Yep. Oh, my God. It's just nice to go in and just check it out.
Yeah, so that's what we did. And we found one in your price range, so...
Oh, yeah, I like that one. I like the area, too. And it has ample parking space, too. So,
Yeah.
Although I'm looking for one with a pool. That'd be nice, though. But that would mean I need to be in the suburbs or somewhere.
Yeah, you have to be out in the suburbs, kind of like you are now.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe I'll take out the garden and just put a pool in at your house.
Maybe I can do that. Maybe not. All right, Ray. Oh, yeah, before we go to our Gigik Bizarre News... We got an email. Oh, my God, Ray. Yeah.
Well, you got an email from Cody.
Yes, we got an email. But, okay, so it says here, hey, I'm listening to the show where you talk about Saskatchewan. Ray. You're talking about Saskatchewan, and I'm from the north part, and if you were there, you'd probably just remember not seeing anything for miles and miles. All how it is, it's really flat, which I understand. And yeah, you're right. Yeah. I just mixed up the name, and I'm not really familiar with Saskatchewan. I was familiar with Ketchikan, like I said, in the show. But anyway, Saskatchewan. Hey, you guys didn't go anywhere near inland when you went on a cruise, right?
Victoria, that was it.
It's just Victoria? That is right. Okay. So yeah. So
right outside the sound.
Yep. Thank you, Cody, for the message. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an email.
Thanks for setting him straight, Cody. He needed it.
That's right.
Because he's getting old and can't remember stuff.
What? Okay,
next thing you know, he's going to be at the ELO concert. Oh, wait.
Watching ELO. Okay, Ray, let's go to our stories. Can I take this one?
Huh?
Are you going to take this one or am I? Can I take this one?
Let's see. I thought you'd want the other one, but it doesn't matter to me, so do whichever one you want.
Okay, I'll take the first one. I'll just comment on the second one. Okay, so the first story is about Dr. Pepper. It came out as queer in a shocking new ad, and internet lost its mind. This is from the LGBTQ Nation website. So in a bold new ad, Dr. Pepper joins the ranks of companies capitalizing off of the LGBTQ community, but in such a cheeky way that it's impossible to give them a stink eye. The strange soft drink from Texas, it's from Texas, has come out as queer and versus and versatile, right? As you can imagine, the web lit up as the ad went viral, while some responses varied to the ad, and one big question remained: is it real? So far, it's been suggested that this advertisement is out of Sweden. Wow, okay. So it's just popularized in Texas, but you know. It's from Sweden, but there's been no confirmation as yet. A request for comment from the soft drink company was not returned, and the mystery lives on. Until then, you'll have to wonder. Isn't that the point of Dr. Pepper? Yeah, you're always left wondering what the flavor of the drink actually is. Is it cherry, cola, licorice, or versatile? It's just being versatile. So the reactions to the supposed ad were mixed, but. It could be real or fake, but in any case, it's brilliant. So
yeah,
you've seen the commercial, right?
Yes. So either this is an advertising company trying to drum up business and pick something obscure to somewhere in their country, and it went viral, which is good for them, or Dr. Pepper did it, and they're just keeping their mouths shut.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
Because you remember the old commercial, I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper too. So
I'm too young to remember that.
No, you're not. Because the guy that did, because the Dr. Pepper guy used to be the guy that was an American werewolf. Excuse me.
Bless you.
In London, the guy that was the werewolf in American Werewolf in London, he was the Dr. Pepper guy.
Oh, okay.
And he did that movie, and then he just kind of fell off the face of the earth. Because he wasn't a pepper anymore. He was a werewolf, so that destroyed it for him.
Ah, okay.
Moral of the story, if you got a pan soda gig, keep it.
Yep. Anyway, so let's check it out. You guys check it out. The link's on the Facebook page. So let's go to the next story, Ray.
Okay. Underwear brand recruits men of different sizes for a body positive campaign.
And the pictures are hot. Some of them are hot. Okay.
Yeah. The brand wants to show a wide range of men featuring their marketing materials. A new underwear brand has decided to feature men of all shapes and sizes in its debut marketing campaign. Sure, based in the UK, Surge, based in the UK last week, one of the company's directors is the U.S.-born gay model and reality TV star, Austin Armacost. And if you remember, you'll remember him from New York's A-List. So that's where he got his claim to fame. Armacost, with his gym-toned physique and pump pecs, is not an unusual choice to represent an underwear brand. However, Surge has tried to break with the norm in its other choices of models. In a statement, the brand said, NHS figures show the number of men being admitted to the hospital with an eating disorder has risen by 70% over the past 6 years, and those referred for treatment has risen by more than 40% in the past 2 years. We feel as a men's underwear brand, we don't want to add to the pressure men feel to look in a certain way. It's very normal for society to discuss women suffering from body image issues, but the men seem to be forgotten, and we hope to help change this. Everyday Man, Armacost says, we sat down and designed this range over a year ago. From day one, and it was decided that our brand was going to be an inclusive brand. We do not want to ostracize anyone. Men with muscle, skinny guys, larger guys, we want them all to feel sexy and confident when wearing our brand. Every single person is beautiful, and this needs to be celebrated more. He said the brand wants to display an accurate representation of everyday man. One of the models featured in the campaign is Daniel Leo Stanley, 30, a gay man from the British city of Brighton. Asked if he felt pressured to look a certain way, he said in a statement, not a certain way, but generally there is a pressure to lose weight and be muscular, etc. I do try to ignore that and work with my body's natural size and shape. He says social media has made people increasingly body conscious. The constant comparison to each other is normal, but at such a high rate is unhealthy. He told GayStar News he enjoyed taking part in the campaign. The shoot was great, such a relaxed and fun atmosphere, and after half an hour we were all gossiping like old friends. Now, one of our Facebook readers that read the article, AJ Lewis, replied to the story, lies. Their largest size is an XL, just like all the rest. Yeah. So he's referring to they don't have any sizes larger than XL.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if that's pandering to the European market or if it's supposed to
be. It could be European XL. So, yeah, I did see the pictures, and some of them are hot.
Which means it's a medium from here.
Yeah, so I saw some pictures from the post, from GayStar News, and some of them are hot, and I could tell that they are wearing XL. When they say body positive, I guess they're not really referring to really really big ones like double XL or 3XL.
Yeah, they're not talking about chub guys.
Yeah, so actually in the pictures I saw that one of them is transgendered. I'm assuming because it looks like he had a mastectomy. And you could tell that.
Yeah, I think so. I think one of them was transgender.
Yeah, and it's very muscular too. And then again, one of the bears are really hot too. Anyway, so yeah, check it out in the GayStar News. Okay. All right, let's go to the geek. We only have one geek this time, and it's kind of interesting, Ray, because we're trying to destroy the sun. No, I'm kidding. No, we're not. We're just trying to study the sun. So NASA's Parker Solar Probe is headed to the sun. So after decades of scientific brainstorming and years of construction, NASA's Parker Solar Probe is safely on its way to flying 7 times closer to the sun than any mission has before. Now that the spacecraft is finally off the ground, it won't be long before scientists can start digging into its data. And that data will be coming for 7 years. There's definitely a coiled spring of feeling, project scientist Nicola Fox, a solar scientist at Johns Hopkins University, told space.com earlier this week before the launch. We're just ready for her to leave this planet, and now the spacecraft has finally left the Earth. The $1.5 billion Parker Solar Probe needed a ton of speed to escape Earth's orbit, hence the total of 3 rocket stages that fired during the launch. That will carry it to the neighborhood of Venus in just 6 weeks, arriving by late September. And then on September 28th, the spacecraft will need to pull off a careful maneuver designed to gently slow it down and begin its calculated dance with the sun. The maneuver, called the gravity assist, will pass a little of the spacecraft's acceleration to the planet and edge the probe a little closer to the sun. Oh, they're using the Venus to do it, okay. So the Parker Solar Probe will then begin its first 24 orbits around the sun with its first close approach, or perihelion, coming on November 1st. So yeah, there's a lot more in the article, but just a few comments on this one. So
basically, we're anal probing the sun. We're being aliens.
Yes, that's right. We are aliens attacking the sun, or, you know, probing the sun.
Oh my God, we're anal probing the sun. Oh my God.
Okay. So
now, if we went to Uranus and done that, that'd been a whole different story.
Actually, correction. There's now correction. According to Neil deGrasse Tyson, it's pronounced Uranus. It's not Uranus anymore. It's really
Uranus. Well, I was talking about Uranus, so yes, it is.
Oh, really? Okay. Anyway, so...
I know how you like to get probed.
So, yeah, the spacecraft, the probe, it travels up to 430,000 miles per hour. That's really fast. How fast is your car right now? What's the fastest you've done in your car, Ray?
I don't know. I'll probably top out at about 325 on the Katy Freeway.
325 kilometers per hour.
Miles per hour. 325,000 miles per hour. So.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because I can get to work in like a split second.
Right. Mm-hmm. It'd be nice if you can do that.
George Jetson.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and well, it will send data, but then there will be times when the probe will just be silent, and it will collect data as it goes along and send it in big batches, and we'll receive it in big batches. So it's going to be like lots of probably gigabytes, if not terabytes, of data.
You know, it sounds like a bad sci-fi movie starting. We send a probe to the sun, and then we find out the sun's getting ready to explode because of something stupid we've done, and the world's going to end and burn up into a crisp.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe not. Hope not. We were here there to study it, and we're too far. Well, it's going to be... Well, it should last until 2025, so we'll see, depending on its fuel, if it travels. And what do you think is going to happen? Eventually the sun will, I don't think it's going to come back, so it's just going to be there.
No, eventually I'm sure the gravity of this, they'll either on its last leg with fuel, they'll push it into the sun, or the sun's gravity will eventually suck it in.
Yeah,
and if it'll it get does so that close, and eventually turn into slag and dissolve.
Yeah, but imagine that. That's the first human made or earth made probe or Earth-made satellite that's sent to the sun, and that it burned there. And can you imagine if it's got nuclear capability or something like that, and it explodes in the sun? It would, you know.
It probably has a nuclear battery, or maybe it has solar panels, mind, because it's focusing its attempt on the sun. Solar, yeah. Power. Hello.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's solar powered. How do you even solar power that? I think it's got real fuel. I don't know. Maybe it does. I'm not sure. But it's got... yeah. It's just exciting that...
But it'll be interesting if it gets there and finds all the Atlantis satellites that are floating around.
Yeah. So we'll wait. We'll see. In September and November, we'll be getting data. And we'll be learning a lot. And, you know, we know when there's a solar... what is it? A solar...
Flare?
Solar flare that it causes a lot of electromagnetic interference, that if it does that, then I guess the the probe will be a goner. It will just be destroyed.
Well, hopefully they prepared for that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I hope so. We'll see what happens. It's going to be until November. We'll see what kind of messages or what kind of data we'll get from the sun. All right, let's go to the bizarre.
Okay, we got three bizarres today. I stuck another little one in there because this was just too funny.
Oh,
a bag of sex toys shut down Berlin airport because staff thought it was a bomb.
Really? Come on.
A piece of luggage containing a number of sex toys, including a vibrator, temporarily shut down Berlin's Schönefeld Airport's Terminal D. Oh my God, it was the D terminal. All the staff mistook it for a bomb. Airport security were carrying out a route X-ray bag search on on Tuesday, August the 7th, when they came across suspicious content in a luggage piece, according to the Berlin police, reports CNN. Following the scan, staff alerted police because they were unsure what the bag contained, and the airport's Terminal D was temporarily shut down so that security could investigate the terms. They shut the D down. Mm-hmm. The owner of the luggage was questioned but did not adequately explain what was inside the bag, which police say may have been due to embarrassment, brushing of the contents as off as technical stuff. A bomb squad was called in during the investigation, which lasted for about an hour. Authorities finally confirmed that the items inside the bag were sex toys before the terminal reopened around noon, so you could get back to the D at noon. Airport posted on Twitter, due to a police investigation concerning a piece of baggage, check-in at Terminal D is currently restricted.
So. Yeah, so, okay, let's just say it's sex toys. And I know some places in Berlin, because Mike and I, we've been there before in Berlin, and there are bars there that are kind of kinky. And there's some places that have bars, and some of them are just, you know, sex clubs and everything, and I can imagine this guy came from those sex clubs. Maybe not, but you know, it's just interesting that they find this. Wait, let me ask you, Ray. In Texas, we still have that law, right? Like you cannot have more than four dildos. Is that what it is?
Correct. I think that is correct. You have to check with your Puerto Rican friend Julio to see if that is still enforced, but I think so.
So it's I don't even know. So if you have more than four dildos, that means you have an intent to sell. So, yeah, do not bring more than four.
Are you having sex and more than just you and your partner?
I don't know. I mean, I don't have that much sex toys. But we're telling the audience right now that if you should not bring more than four dildos when you come into Texas. So, PSA. PSA.
All right, move on to the next story, Maynard.
All right. So the police in Germany, another Germany story.
Germans are crazy this week.
Yeah. Police in Germany rescue man being chased by a baby squirrel. Oh my God, I'm so scared.
And the squirrel went berserk in the First Reich Self's church.
Mm-hmm. So German police has rescued a man. Is that a rescue a man? Wow. After he called for help, saying a baby squirrel would not leave him alone. Emergency services received a call on Thursday from the man who claimed he was being chased down the street by the tiny animal. Police in Karlsruhe, said the unnamed man called him in desperation after he was unable to shake off the small rodent. Officers sent a patrol car out to investigate and arrived to find the chase still in full flow. He's being chased around by... But the drama ended suddenly when the squirrel, apparently exhausted by its exertions, lay down abruptly and fell asleep. Fell asleep. It's so cute. Officers took pity on the animal, which had probably become separated from its mother. Police said it likely targeted the man because it was in search of a new home. It often happens that squirrels which have lost their mothers, look for a replacement and then focus their efforts on one person, said Christina Krenz, a police spokeswoman. Really? How would she know?
The squirrel just wanted a daddy. That's all he wanted was a daddy.
Yeah. So she said the animals could be very persistent, not just running behind someone, but entirely fixated on them. It can be pretty scary. The man didn't know what to do, and so he called the police. He was certainly feeling a bit threatened. Really? By a baby squirrel? But the police on the scene appeared more amused than alarmed. Yeah, I would be too. A squirrel will be our new mascot. It will be christened Carl Friedrich, said the police write-up. The squirrel has fallen asleep in fright. So Krenz said, it was just a bit of fun. It's fun. So the officers thought up a name that would suit the baby squirrel. Officers took the sleeping Carl Friedrich into... police custody and then to an animal rescue center where it was said to be doing well. Krenz said the rescue center was looking after two other abandoned baby squirrels brought in the same day for similar reasons, though theirs was the only chase in which police had to intervene. So yeah, among all those baby squirrels that were rescued, one did the chase. So, you know what? I'll be honest with you, Ray. The first time I've ever seen a squirrel was back in 98, when I flew into when I flew into New Jersey.
You don't have them in the Philippines?
No, we don't have squirrels in the Philippines. We had rats.
You need to
Oh wait, there's a difference. Rats and squirrels. Squirrels are true. Cuter.
Yeah. Well, you need to take some back to the Philippines with you.
Hmm. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I can't. I don't think so. You can't bring, animals.
People do it all the time. You can do it, Mater. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Probably not. Anyway, so yeah, squirrels are really cute, especially maybe if they're babies. Maybe nice. But then this guy was just running around. Why won't he ride the bus? I don't think the squirrel were following a bus or.
Well, this all goes back to birth control out there in the world, and because of all these restrictive people not allowing the squirrels to have birth control, they're having all these babies, and then they got to deal with this whole thing of being single parents and not having a dad around. So it's just all kind of mayhem in the squirrel world.
That's right. Poor baby squirrel.
Yeah.
All right, so go to the next one, Ray. Oh my God, really? Snickers bar.
Okay. This is kind of poignant since I watched the Black Klansman.
It's yeah. Very
the KKK is trying to recruit New York racists with Snicker bars. The Ku Klux Klan is taking recruitment tips from sitcom kidnappers now, apparently. The hate group has recently started including candy with its racial propaganda in upstate New York, CNN reports. According to CNN, Ziploc bags of recruitment flyers and mini Snicker bars have recently appeared in driveways in Westmoreland, Rome, and around Oneida County, usually dropped in the early morning in what appears to be an attempt to target kids on their way to school. They come between 4 and 6 in the morning, so the candy bars and packets are at the end of the driveway when the kids are getting on the school bus, Denise Cesar of the Westmoreland Board of Education told CNN. The community they hit was a mobile home park, so there was a lot of kids in the area and a lot of white racist trash. They also hit on some of the side roads, too. Our feeling was that the children were being targeted, at least the high school and middle school kids in that age group. Rome Sheriff wrote in a statement last week that he considers the KKK to be an organization that encourages hatred and bigotry. It is not against the law to leave flyers, though. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced Friday that he has ordered an investigation into whether the propaganda could be promoting hate crimes. While President Trump and Republicans in Washington sow
divisiveness
and hate that is spreading like a cancer across the country, in New York, we say not here, not now, not ever, Cuomo said in a statement. I direct the state police to investigate the appalling distribution of KKK material in several counties and send a clear message that New York has zero tolerance for intolerance. This isn't the first time the KKK has tried to sweeten its racist messages with free gifts. The hate group used some candy tactic in South Carolina and Virginia in the past, and once tried to encourage people to come to a Klan rally by giving away free kitty litter for some reason.
Yeah, it's really sad that the KKK are really emboldened. They're really out there, even recruiting. Just today, was it today? I think it was today or yesterday. There was a rally at the I think it was yesterday. Rally at the in front of the White House. You know, these white supremacists, and they're really proud of it that they are white supremacists. And
their bosses in the White House. They should feel that's why they're feeling themselves.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's really sad that they're now targeting kids, and kids are kind of gullible, and then they'll just eat up the candy and then read their material and stuff like that. So, I don't know. But you know what, Ray? Shouting, freedom of speech is everybody's right. But screaming fire, which would cause a lot of harm to a lot of people, that's illegal. And that's not something protected by the freedom of speech. And don't you think this is the same? Because
well, the whole thing here is it's targeting kids.
Mm-hmm.
So they have the right to leave the pamphlets and stuff, but they're putting candy in there as bait to attract the kids. So I don't know. That's probably some gray area, and it depends on which lawyer and judge gets a hold to it to see what happens. So.
It's also possible that that's just a side effect. You know, when they put small rocks or small pebbles inside the newspaper, so there's weight when you throw it.
No,
maybe
this
use candies in this one.
No. This is all about.
This is really
kids. Because rocks are cheap. You can go pick those up off the street. You have to go buy candy.
Yeah. No, no, what I'm saying is it's just a side effect. But they are trying to recruit using candy, but at the same time it kind of helped them throwing the pamphlets with them.
Well, they're just putting them at the end of the driveways. I mean, they're just driving by and dropping them out the window pretty much.
Oh, yeah, I guess
they're still. It's not like they're trying to throw a paper up on the front lawn.
Yeah. It's really sad. Now they're targeting kids. Anyway, so that's it for our show this week. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. And thank you, Cody, for sending an email. And
Well, it was an instant message. It was not an email.
It was an email, yeah. He sent the instant message through our Facebook. So, special thanks to Caesar for the great articles on Facebook. That's facebook.com. Yay, Caesar. Facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. And if you want to message us, you can go through Facebook too. You can do that. Or you can email us, show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or you can call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
Yes, and go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys in the next show. Bye.